Now, more than ever, we need music!
Music, made by musicians, for you to listen to.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program here on SoundCloud. My name is John Lovering, and I'm your host for this show. And I would like to start out by introducing to you what the track is going to be about today. And it has to do with the Grand Ole Opry. Now, country music is not totally my favorite, but I appreciate it. I like the more modern country music than some of the older programs, but I do respect it and respect the history of it, and I don't want to leave it out. Heirloom Radio is sort of all-inclusive. And today, I'd like to remind you that over 90 years ago, after the first Grand Ole Opry show was broadcast live on radio, really, people in every corner of the globe recognized the Grand Ole Opry as the show that made country music famous. How it earned that reputation is quite a long tale, and just briefly, it began on the night of November 28, 1925, when an announcer on Nashville radio station WSM introduced fiddle player Uncle Jimmy Thompson as the first performer on a new show called the WSM Barn Dance. Now, over 90 years later, the show that Hay started is still going strong. And along the way, it has launched countless country music careers and led the way for Nashville to become the music city. In this particular track, you're going to hear two of the legends, really, of the Grand Ole Opry. This is a recording from May 26, 1956, and it features Ernest Tubb and Hank Snow from the Grand Ole Opry.
From Meridian, Mississippi, it's the Grand Ole Opry, tonight celebrating National Country Music Day and co-starring Ernest Tubb and Hank Snow. Now, here's Ernest Tubb.
I do my best to hide this low-down feeling. I try to make believe there's nothing wrong, but they're always asking me about you, darling, and it hurts me so to tell them that you're gone. If they'd ask me, I guess I'd be denying that I'd been unhappy all along, but if they hurt my heart, they'd hear it crying, where's my darling when she coming home? I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do, to try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through, and then I get so doggone lonesome. Oh, Billy Bird now. Stand still when you're awaiting. Sometimes I think my heart is stopping too. One lonely hour seems forever. 60 minutes more to wait for you. But I guess I'll keep waiting till you're with me, 'cause I believe that loving you is right. But I don't care if the sun don't rise tomorrow, if I can't have you with me tonight. Well, I know I'll keep on loving you, 'cause true love can't be killed. I ought to get you off of my mind, but I guess I never will. I could have a dozen others, but I know I'd love you still, 'cause I get so doggone lonesome. Thank you, neighbors, and welcome to our big Grand Ole Opry celebration of National Country Music Day. We're honoring the late Jimmy Rogers and all the greats of country music here in Meridian, Mississippi. And we're doing it with our great cast of your country music favorites. Our special guests,
the Wilburn Brothers, Charlie Walker, the Duke of Paducah, Del Wood, Lefty Frizzell, and the entire Opry gang.
And no salute to Jimmy Rogers and country music would be complete without the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
Thank you, Ernest, and a big welcome to all our friends. We're going to keep this celebration of moving on, Ernest. So let's bring out two good-looking, fine-singing boys, the Wilburn Brothers.
I'm so in love with you. This is no make-believe. Got nothing on my shoes. I thought if you should be, I'm so in love with you. What can it be to keep my heart reeling? I never dreamed there'd be a love like this, you see. When you were sent to me, I'm so in love with you.
Say, Ernest, are you much of a gardener?
Well, Grant, you know, I just let nature take its course, and usually it works out pretty fine.
Well, nature sure does a good job. Just look at Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. You know, nature herself put the flavor in PA, and this rich natural flavor is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. So every time you light up, be sure of getting that natural tobacco taste. And speaking of taste, it's worth remembering that Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Yes, sir, for cool, comfortable pipe-smoking enjoyment, fellas, you just can't beat PA. What's more, PA is crimp-cut to pack neat and firm in your pipe. Smoke smooth and long-burning.
No wonder Prince Albert is America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. So all you pipe and makings men, Taste test PA yourselves. Ask for mild, tasty Prince Albert and see why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Well, sir, you know, the high spot of two country music careers is being here tonight. That's because another singing star and myself have long treasured the inspiration of the music of Jimmy Rogers. You all know who I'm talking about. Here he is, Hank Snow.
I'm heading out on the rails that's been carrying the mail that's been telling your troubles to me. You told me a lie for every crossfire from Piscataway to Old Tennessee. Nobody knew your little game. Everybody gave me the blame. In the smoke and the fog of this old sweet John and that dreary whistle's farewell. Bid the folks goodbye, told them not to cry. I'd only be gone for a spell. I'm playing this game to win. And when I find you, I'm moving in. Tried to make me believe I was the one to deceive. And I drove you to the things you'd done. Said you loved me in vain, but I rolled up train and made its final run. Then in your letter you said that you were going to be with. Joke was fine, but that old punchline just didn't register with me. So you better get loose from your other caboose and meet this old ST. I'm speeding in tonight. You better treat your daddy right. better get on the ball. I'm not aiming to stall, and the rattlers are rolling on time. So tell your new date that he better vacate, get off of my old main line, and to give with a grin. But baby, now I'm moving in. That big loud bell is a ringing to tell that the stations are coming inside. As the curve we're rounding, my heart is pounding on the thought I'll sing you tonight. It's been so doggone long, you know you done your daddy wrong. In the noise of the crowd, I hear you calling aloud, standing in the station door. You said a two-timing pace, but I've won the race, and you can't go roaming no more. Your little story will await you then. Baby, now I'm moving in.
Thank you, friends. Well, Ernest, it's time for a sacred song on our Grand Ole Opry tribute to Jimmy Rogers and country music.
That's absolutely right, Hank. And I think I'd like to do a hymn that was Jimmy's very favorite sacred song. Troubadours, if you will, let's do the Old Rugged Cross. Rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, were the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Things sure have changed a lot the last 10 years, haven't they?
Oh, you said it, Grant.
Well, one thing's the same, Ernest. Prince Albert is still the favorite with Macon's men. Every minute of every smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. And that's the way it was 10 years ago, too. You see, P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And P.A.'s own special process holds and heightens the rich flavor of the choice tobacco.
Yes, sir, and Prince Albert is crimp cut too, fellas, so it rolls easy. Won't blow around or dribble out the ends. P.A. is the makings of a perfect smoke.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert in an OCB paper and enjoy natural tobacco taste.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It's an easy rolling, Mormon say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now what do you say we welcome a fine country singer to our country music tribute? Here's Charlie Walker!
Only you could steal my heart away from me. Only you could win my love so tenderly. Only you could make me love you like I do. Only you, only you, only you. Never knew a girl girl so sweet, so kind and true. Never dreamed that I'd be so in love with you. Never thought that it could be just only you. Only you, only you, only you. Only you could understand the things I say. Only you could make me what I am today. Only you could make me miss you when you're gone. Only you, only you, only you. Never knew a girl so sweet, so kind and true. Never dreamed that I'd be so in love with you. Never thought that it could be just only you. Only you, only you, only you.
Oh, mighty fine, Charlie. Thank you so much, son. You know, the Grand Ole Opry in any tribute to national country music has to include some of the fun that goes with our kind of music. That's why we're saying right now, here's that prince of good fellas, the Duke of Paducah.
Oh, ain't this fun? Look at all these people here from all over the country in a big three-day celebration. And let me be the first one on this stage to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I got a bug in my throat there. Oh, my goodness. Lady down there in front said he'd be cute if he wasn't overweight. I ain't overweight, honey. I'm just 6 inches too short, that's all. If I had another 6 inches, I'd be just... You know, I want you to know that I went on a diet, an onion diet, a strict onion diet last week. You ought to try it. Straight onions, nothing but onions every day, and I lost 5 pounds and 22 friends. Oh, but I tell you, the onions didn't stop me from meeting girls here tonight. I met a girl here tonight. Oh, where is she? She's sitting... Well, I can't find her now. They're so crowded, but... I wish you could see her, boys. She's the kind of a girl that you'd like to take home to your mother if you could trust your father. Of course, I ain't had much time for girls today because my big fat wife came with me, you know. Oh, that's the fattest woman. I wish you could see her. She looks like she swallowed a quarter's worth of bubble gum and it backfired on her. Yeah. I'm telling you. Hey, Ernest.
Yeah,
Did you see me in the parade today in that fancy car?
Oh, I did, boy.
That was one of them cars that had the new safety belts on there, you know.
Yeah.
They strap you in, and if you stop real quick, your head goes forward, but your body stays right where it is.
Well, now, wait a minute, Duke. What's wrong with that, son?
The way they drive around Meridian, you're going to see a lot of people going around without a head, I'll guarantee you. Ernest, I just thinking, I wish I had a lot of money. I wish I had a pile of money that high.
Now, wait a minute, Duke. Money's all right, Duke, you do. But remember, money can't buy love.
Look, you just give me the stuff. I'll do my own shopping.
Oh.
I know what I can buy with it. I don't have to ask you. If I had money, I'm telling you, I'd spend 6 months in California and 6 months in Florida and 6 months in New York and 6 months in Paris.
Hey, well, wait a minute, Duke. You've already got 24 months there in 1 year.
Yeah? See there what money can do?
Oh.
All right. Ernest, you remember my brother Joe down in Texarkana?
Oh, yeah. How's old Joe
doing?
That
old Joe? You know, he got him a job last week with a circus, and they shot him out of a cannon.
Oh, no. Was he hurt, Duke?
I don't know. They ain't found him yet.
Oh. Say, Dukey-Doo. By the way, can you tell the difference between a bachelor and a married man?
Can I tell the difference between a bachelor and a married man?
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world. You just watch a bachelor when he walks down the street. If he sees a pretty girl come along, a sweater girl, you know, he takes one, he'll turn around and look at her, and then he whistle at her, you know?
Uh-huh.
But you take a married man, and he walks down the street, and he sees a pretty girl coming along, You know, Ernest, there ain't no difference between a bachelor and a married man. I gotta go to the wagon. These shoes are killing me. I'm gonna get out of here.
Well, thank you, Dookie Doo. Well, we'd like to get serious for just a moment to do one of Jimmy Rogers' greatest songs, Friends and Neighbors. It has always been a personal favorite of mine, and in Jimmy's day, it was one of those songs that appealed to people everywhere. It was a great country favorite, and it was a favorite with the popular bands of the day. It's easy to know why when you listen close to Jimmy's Roll Along, Kentucky Moon.
Lonesome and blue, with nothing it seems but memories and dreams, waiting to whisper to you. Day is done and here am I, alone, and you know why. Roll along, roll along, Kentucky. She had a ray of silver light on one I love tonight. Roll along, roll along, Kentucky. You were watching on high when we whispered goodbye to the love dream that ended too soon. But wherever she may be, so bring her back to me. Roll along, roll along, Kentucky. At dawning, fond hopes come to cheer me, but twilight brings sorrows. The night finds me here, the world is sad and dreary, sending this message to you. Day is done and here am I, alone and you know why. Roll along, roll along, Kentucky moon. She had a ray of silver light on one I love tonight. Roll along, roll along, Kentucky. You are watching on high when she whispered goodbye to a love dream that ended too soon. But wherever she may be, go bring her back to me. Roll along, roll along, Kentucky.
Oh, that was wonderful, Hank. Now, what do you say we all gather around the old piano for some fine playing by the Down Yonder girl, Miss Del Wood, playing Down Yonder. Thank you.
Ah, that was real great, Del. Thank you. And now, Ernest, I think it's time for our very special guest.
And that it is, Hank. You know, it would take me a long time to tell you how much this guest of ours has meant to all of us in country music. I will only say this. This fine lady is as much a part of National Country Music Day as any of us. I'd like to introduce the wife of the late Jimmy Rogers, the first lady of country music, Mrs. Jimmy Rogers.
Thank you, friends. This is a great occasion for me. I feel so grateful to all who have helped to make it such a success. That includes each one of you present and those of you who are listening to us on the air. We are proud to have you with us on this National Country Music Day, honoring my Jimmy, Hank Williams, Uncle Dave Macon, B.J. Davis of the original Davis Sisters, Jack Guthrie, Vernon Delhart, and others who have contributed so much to country music. In memory, they shall always be with us. I would like to thank the Grand Ole Opera for sharing this special occasion with us all. Now, until we meet again, good night. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mrs. Jimmy Rogers. And in final tribute to your Jimmy and to all the greats of country music who have passed on and whom we honor here tonight, here's one of today's real stars singing Jimmy Rogers' classic, California Blues. Here's Lefty Frizzell.
Well, I'm going to California, but I sleep out every night. It's killing me. Going to California, but I sleep out every night. Well, I'm leaving you, mama, 'cause you know you don't treat me right. Let me tell you something, mama, that you don't know. Honey, you never did know. Let me tell you something, good gal, that you don't know. Well, I'm a do-right papa and got a home everywhere I go. Ooh-wee. Play the blues now. That's your mama, Lord. You better tie that little girl to your side.
Boy, tie her to your side.
If that's your mama, but tie her to your side. 'Cause if she flags my train, hell, I'm sure gonna let her ride. I've got the California blues, and I'm sure gonna leave you here. Lord, Lord, Lord. I've got the California blues. I'm sure gonna leave you here. I may ride the blinds. Ain't got no railroad fire.
Ernest, I'd like to join with you and Mrs. Rogers and express our deep thanks to all the Grand Ole Opry and country music stars who've joined us here to celebrate National Country Music Day and to honor the memory of Jimmy Rogers and our country music great.
Right you are, Hank, and let's not forget to remind all of our friends to be on hand next week when a whole buckboard full of Grand Ole Opry stars will be dropping by to visit with you. So speaking for yours truly, Ernest Tubb.
And Hank Snow.
We'll say thanks a lot and we'll see you at the Grand Ole Opry next Saturday night.
Well, that's it for this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show on SoundCloud. My name is John Lovering, and I invite you to check out my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/ Heirloom Radio. Please follow this podcast, as I can guarantee you will hear a wide variety of not only top quality old-time radio shows, but shows that have been restored to bring you a superior listening experience. Thank you for listening. I do not take it for granted. So until next time, stay well and be safe.
Good show today, chap. Good show.